You are listening to Lotus FM. Under the African Sun is where we are right now. Well, it's a new riveting novel set against the backdrop of apartheid South Africa. The author is Gail Gilbride Baller, a semi-retired English and communications skills lecturer who lives in Hout Bay. I'm delighted to be joined online this afternoon by Gail. So she'll be chatting more about her novel, Under the African Sun. Good afternoon, Gail.
Good afternoon, and thank you so much for having me.
Gail, firstly, you've said the dramatic events of the 1976 Soweto riots inspired you to write this book. So can you tell us a little more about it and what impact those events personally had on you?
Well, in 1976, I was finishing my degree at Rhodes. And as a politics student, I was very concerned about everything that was happening in the country. And then the Soweto riots broke out in the middle of that year. I was on a train back to my hometown in Pretoria when the news broke, and I remember people reacting in all sorts of different ways, and I withdrew back into my cabin to fight back the tears and process what was going on.
For the sake of our listeners, describe this novel, Under the African Sun, and tell us briefly about the story that it narrates.
Well, I'd like to say it's a coming-of-age story, and it's set in 1976 against the backdrop of apartheid. And Deborah, the main character, is an intern on a newspaper. She's told to shadow the political reporter, Charlie, and she gets to listen to the Prime Minister's shocking speech and observe the reporting of it. Once she's done this, she begins to doubt her own choice of career, because what she really wants is a fairy tale wedding and a picket fence. But her country's been torn apart, and she's in love with Chris, a politics lecturer. And I think that really love, friendship, loyalty, career, they all compete for time and space in this year. And the question to be asked is, can love survive all this? So I leave my readers to decide that.
Did you find it a challenge to weave a love story into the political turmoil of the 70s?
Yes and no. I did live through the turmoil of the 70s. So although Under the African Sun is definitely fiction, I drew on real events for my inspiration. And I remembered all the turbulence as I was writing it down. I traveled back in time, back into my imagination, and felt all those emotions once again. And also, people do fall in love in the midst of impossible situations. So that's part of the story.
How is Under the African Sun relevant to our democratic society? And are there particular messages you wish to convey to readers?
Well, I think we all make up this democracy together. Some of us oldies experienced the trauma leading up to it. I think a miracle happened in our midst, and we should often think back to that amazing time. Many ordinary young people in the 70s contributed to the society we have now, and I think I've tried to give a voice to a few unsung heroes, ordinary young people out of the spotlight. I think my messages are universal: true love, deep friendships, devastating betrayals, tragic events. They all happen in our lives against any political backdrop. And I think we all belong to this beautiful human race first and foremost, and we should remember that.
And Gail, before we say bye, do you have any plans for another novel soon?
Well, yes, I do. I have two ideas. The first one is a follow-up of Under the African Sky, perhaps to have a look at what happened to the group of friends 20 or even 30 years later. And my second idea is to go further back in time and write a love story set in the early 1900s in the Eastern Cape. I always write about South Africa because that's my country, and my soul lives here. But I'd love some input from my readers on which ideas they think would be more relevant to them.
Gail, thank you so much for joining us on the show this afternoon.
All the best to you. Thank you very much for having me.